1959 Edsel Corsair convertible. The Edsel, named after Henry's son, was the right car at the wrong time. Ford spent $250 million doing market research and preparation for a new division of the company. But by the time the car actually hit the market, the economy had changed just enough to send Edsel into an almost immediate tailspin. The Corsair was graced with the famous cat-sucking-a-lemon grille and had little to offer in the way of innovations. The Corsair was essentially a retrimmed Ranger, which itself was a car with an identity crisis, according to Ford officials. It was a crisis that Ford and Edsel were never quite able to overcome, and the company shut its doors just 2 years after beginning production.